Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about anything. We've been kind of riffing on feminism ever since we read this Breitbart article about Joss Whedon, the director of Avengers Age of Ultron, getting just bombarded on Twitter by his own peeps. And it's got to be kind of rough for him. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. This is the topic right now. You can stick with that or go elsewhere. Let's go to Nathan calling in on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I was actually going to call in tomorrow about feminism, but since you brought it up and gone into such depth, I thought I'd call in today.
Good to hear from you.
Well, I wanted to kind of push back against what Cantwell was saying, that feminism was always bad from the inception. And to do that, I wanted
that?
To illustrate.
I didn't hear that at all.
I did say that.
Okay. Well, that's the kind of thing he says. He's that way.
Yes. So I wanted to illustrate my case by referring to the latest episode of Mad Men, which is a TV show based in a 1960s corporate advertising agency.
Are we really going to use a TV show to sort of show something historical? Go ahead.
Well, that's the thing. The whole premise of the show is that it's supposed to be historically accurate, and people are raving about this and that sort of thing. So that's why I'm using this example.
It's still an interpretation of history, right?
Yes.
You know, I mean, I've seen these articles out there where, you know, the claim is that men used to think it was okay to hit women, and then there's some, you know, these old articles that say, is it all right to sometimes hit your woman? And basically 4 out of 4 men said that it was okay to do. But I don't know that that really gives me a picture of life at the time, because likely those same 4 men would say it was acceptable to hit a man when he stepped out of line too. So, I mean, it doesn't show inequality as much as that some point in the past, folks thought that beating on people was a better idea than perhaps they think it is today. Go ahead, Nathan, give me your example that I'm ready to already eviscerate, and I don't even disagree with you.
All right. So, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the show. So there are 2 female characters on the show, and we mainly see them progress in their career at an advertising agency from the kind of a secretarial level to partners of the firm.
Okay.
The one I'm talking about is a full partner, and she has like a $500,000 stake in stock or whatever for this firm. So in the last season, they get bought out by a rival firm, and the corporate culture of this rival firm is not as progressive as the one that we're accustomed to. So the first man she works with basically yells at her and refuses to cooperate with her at all, because he refuses to be bossed by a girl. And then she goes to a higher up, and the higher up starts to proposition her for sex. And finally, in the last episode, she goes to the head of the company and demands that he do something about it. And he basically says, look, I don't care about your accomplishments. You're a woman. Whatever you did at your other firm doesn't matter. And, you know, bear in mind that this woman controls several important accounts worth a lot of money to the firm. So it's not really... It's being made very clear in this scene that he does not care about the money.
So the next episode, she takes her important accounts and goes and starts her own advertising agency on Madison Avenue just down the street.
Actually, the show is realistic enough to not go that route. The impression that we get is
you don't
is
think that women in the 1950s went and started their own advertising agencies on Madison Avenue? I've got news for you, pal. I'm in the advertising industry, and the vaginas outweigh us by a long shot. Marketing and advertising is a largely female-run industry.
I worked at a marketing agency in New York before I came up here,
what was your boss's name? What was she called?
My boss, my partner, his name was Eddie, but we hired almost exclusively female salespersons because when a woman calls you on the phone, there's a tendency to not be quite as upset as when a man calls you on the phone.
My bosses have been female more than half the time.
Right. Well, the show is set in 1960s, so maybe that plays a role. I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know if I made that clear, but this is a historical.
So what direction did it go in?
So the direction it went in is she was going in and threatening, I'm going to bring the ACLU and the EEOC, and Betty Friedan's going to be in your lobby. And he basically stared her down and said, I'll give you 50 cents on the dollar for your stake in the firm to never see you again. And she talked to the male friends that she has, and they said, well, that's the best deal you're going to get. So she took it and left.
Okay, so a woman who threatened to bring the ACLU into her workplace was not treated kindly by her employer? Wow, that's so shocking. What a sexist, terrible thing to do to somebody.
Did she vote to merge with this other firm?
Well, yeah. In a previous episode, they had some kind of discussion and they merged with this firm. But
sounds to me like she made a bad business move, and maybe this has happened to someone. But I don't know, man. I mean, call me nonplussed. This isn't history. This is a television show. I'd much rather talk about...
I'm not surprised to find out that, you know, in the 1960s or tomorrow morning, that somebody's like, hey, I don't feel like working with dames. Get lost, broad. Like, it wouldn't surprise me to find out that this happened tomorrow. I just don't fundamentally have a problem with it. I certainly think that there are certain situations where women are an unwelcome distraction when men are trying to do things, and if people don't want them in the workplace, I don't think it's unreasonable.
Well, I mean, do you find it reasonable for a superior to proposition his subordinate for sex and, you know,
I don't find that unusual at all.
But do you find it acceptable is what I'm trying to ask.
You know, I would say it depends on the place. I've had women, business office managers, come into my office, slam the door on me and say, take your clothes off. She was kidding. At least I laughed at it, but, I didn't get all bent out of shape. Now, I can see why it would be considered threatening if a man did it, right? Like, I can get how that would be, you know, like, it's all about tone and intimation and who you're talking to and all that stuff. I found it to be a pretty darn humorous joke in an office where people had kind of, you know, they played these games.
I am so rarely upset by offers of sexual intercourse. Like, I can't count a single time where a woman offered me sex and I was fundamentally disturbed by it, right? Like, I might have said no a couple of times.
I can see how it would be annoying for women, right? Like, when they get more offers than I get, right?
If they got more offers for money, I don't understand this, like, complaining. Like, you see women on Facebook, like, guys, you know, if I'm interested in you, you'll know. I'm sick of all the guys hitting on me, and you see this. And I'm like, if that's your biggest problem, I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. People want to have sex with you? Oh, poor dear.
Well, you know, walking the streets of New York and getting hit on or whatever is one thing, but when you're in a professional work environment, that's not cool.
It
at
probably
least,
doesn't
I don't
make
find
you feel valued in some ways, but I never felt... You asked me what I felt like when I was treated that way, and I answered your question for you. I wouldn't treat a female employee that way, but I am of the realization that human beings tend to date the people they hang around with. And so, therefore, if you happen to be in an office, you're likely to end up dating somebody in the office. If that person happens to be a boss or a subordinate, who am I to say otherwise?
Would you be as offended by this scene if it was a gender role reversal, where the woman is the boss and then tries to have sex with her male employee?
Well, yeah, and in fact, I was actually reading a court case that you might find interesting, Cantwell, since it's about a man being harassed by a woman called, I think it's EEOC versus Prospect Services. And it's basically, it's a scary brief. I mean, this woman is kind of stalking him and, you know, constantly harassing him at work. And, you know, you can tell from the tone that he has to seek counseling and all this. It's not fun.
He doesn't have to seek counseling. He goes seek another job. Like, I'm sick of this comes from, like, a right to have a job theory that you don't like your workplace conditions and thus you're going to start a lawsuit. It's ridiculous. Like, go on Craigslist or Monster, you loser. I'm so sick of hearing about this. I mean, even, teachers and students, right? I mean, like, I wanted to bang my Spanish teacher so bad when I was in high school, right? And, you know, if she had offered it to me, I'd have been like, yeah, I'd be bragging about it to this day. It would have been awesome. You know, I wish plenty of times where I've been in situations where I was subordinate to a woman throughout my career. I mean, I would absolutely love it if she was like, hey, follow me into the ladies' room.
So how would you feel if the roles were reversed and Mark Edge said something like, well, Canwell, you can get a promotion if you do the right things for me?
Well, I would probably leave.
Yucky. See, that's how we feel. I don't know. Okay. This poor lady lost, you know, through a bad business deal, lost about half the value of her firm because she did not check out the people with whom she merged with, and that's a shame, but, you know, she's going to go start another firm. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's what it was.
Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Fuhrer Teutonicus Ray. And Kentwell. That sounded so, like, non-spectacular after your little spiel there.
Whatever.
Anarchist, atheist, abolitionist.
855-450-FREE. If you're looking to get bitcoins, the place to go is expresscoin.com. There you can get several different types of cryptocurrency. They've got Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dashcoin, Dogecoin. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check to start off at expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, and matter of fact, they've got an app for your phone, expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL when you purchase up to $40 worth of whatever cryptocurrency it is you choose with no fee at all. You'll get no fee if you use coupon code FTL and purchase less than $40 worth at expresscoin.com. Again, it's coupon code FTL. I think we've kind of tapped out on this this topic. Actually, we didn't. Can't wait. You had another thing. Another article.
So,
I'm sorry.
Let's see what happens when we take feminist ideology to its ultimate logical conclusion.
What is its ultimate logical conclusion?
PIV is always rape, okay? PIV, penis and vagina, sexual intercourse. And I've got this article over at Witchwind. Where she's saying that all male, female sexual intercourse is rape. She says
this has to be some kind of satire, doesn't it?
This is not her only. There are many posts on this blog. She writes pretty regularly.
Okay.
If this is a spoof, it's a very hard won spoof.
Yeah, she's gone the long way.
But I mean, if you think about it, if you start looking at go look at Lacey Green's YouTube channel, guys, and look at what some of the stuff that this woman is saying. I mean, basically, that's the conclusion here. They don't want to come out and say it flat out that all sex is rape, but this is what rape is the default position, right? So if you have sex and it's perfectly consensual and the woman wakes up and decides that she regrets it, she should be able to report you for rape, and we should believe her by default. I mean, that's really the position. That's like a mainstream feminist position that was in the Washington Post not so long ago, where the situation with this woman Jackie at UVA, where it turns out that it was a completely false, completely made up rape allegation that was run in Rolling Stone. And this woman, I think it was the Washington Post, I don't have the article in front of me, but she says it doesn't matter what Jackie said, we should believe rape accusations as a matter of default. And that's, it's a ridiculous thing to say that. I mean, rape by default is the position.
Right. Well, so if you do not use the same standard for rape that you have for other crimes, then you will find that people are therefore incentivized to claim rape, not just women, but it'll be men too. At some point, you know, just like every time somebody says I've been raped, you should just believe that without probable cause, without proving it beyond a reasonable doubt. I mean, cases don't even get to court anymore. Court is this antiquated idea. Far fewer than 1% of cases reach court. So this is all about when you get charged any longer.
Right. So you're going to be faced with, 25 years in prison for a rape, and then you're going to get offered, increasingly lower sentences if you plead guilty up to the point that you
go
before that jury.
Well, you sit in county jail, and your job goes away, your apartment goes away, your dog dies, your cat runs off, and all the other things that happen to you while you're in jail.
So the article goes on, just to recall a basic fact, intercourse/PIV is always rape, plain and simple. There is a developed recap from what I've been saying in various comments here and there in the last 2 years so far. As a rad femme, I've always said PIV is rape, and I remember being disappointed to discover that so few radical feminists stated it clearly. How can you possibly see it otherwise? Intercourse is the very means through which men oppress us, from which we are not allowed to escape. Yet some instances of PIV and intercourse may be chosen and free? That makes no sense at all.
First off, he hasn't made the case that in any way I've ever oppressed a woman through sex.
I mean, I told you that this is a cesspool of this is a depraved indifference for reality itself. They are detached from the ontological structure of the universe. These people are dangerous, and they vote.
Well, there's not that many of them. Their vote isn't that dangerous. It's their writings and their the clatter that they create on the internet.
You should see. I went on Radical Agenda and I was playing clips from Hillary Clinton had this presentation at this feminist outlet, Women of the World Summit or something to this effect, and she's talking about lots of fanatic lunatic things. I mean, she's a candidate for the presidency of the United States, and she's still talking about the pay gap. Like we haven't figured this out yet. So, okay. Well, first, intercourse is never sex for women. Only men experience rape as sexual and define it as such. Sex for men is the unilateral penetration of their penis into a woman or anything else replacing and symbolizing the female orifice, whether she thinks she wants it or not, which is the definition of rape, that he will do it anyway, and that he uses her and treats her as a receptacle in all circumstances. It makes no difference to him experiencing it as sexual. That is, at the very least, men use women as useful objects and instruments for penetration, and women are dehumanized by this act. Act of violence.
She sounds like somebody who had a terrible thing occur to them and has just so internalized this, and then she's attempting to externalize it, is what it sounds like. I mean, I'm no psychiatrist, but it sounds for all the world like something bad happened to this lady, and now no woman can ever be happy with a man.
Well, I mean, there's some psychological damage going on here, no question about it. Whether it was because she got, raped in college or what, who knows, but she's damaged. She's a lunatic. She's a complete fanatic. As FCM pointed out some time ago, intercourse is inherently harmful to women, and intentionally so.
Inherently harmful? I mean, sex is good for people. It makes them live longer.
Because it causes pregnancy in women.
I
so
see.
Now she's anti-breeding. The very purpose of men enforcing intercourse regularly...
life is a sexually transmitted disease, right? Like, a parasite grows in a woman for 9 months. Childbirth, at least from a natural standpoint, not particularly healthy for women. Oftentimes they would die from it. So I think that there's to some extent, an argument for what they're saying, but you're still taking away people's choice.
You're not taking away people's choice.
So you're taking away people's choice if you tell them that penis and vagina sex is right.
Okay. Yeah. So the purpose of men enforcing intercourse regularly, as in more than once a month, onto women is because it's the surest way to cause pregnancy and force childbearing against our will, and thereby gain control over our reproductive powers.
Hold on. I don't know of any man who enforces sex on his woman more than once a month. What this, the fact is that you're not going to marry or stay with somebody with whom you are not sexually compatible. That means it's not women who are... enforcing sex, sexual norms. It's not men who are enforcing sexual norms. It's women.
They are the gatekeepers of it.
There's somebody out there that is willing to offer sex 3 times a week, and the man wants it 3 times a week. He's likely at some point or another to leave the gal who only wants it once a month and refuses to give it up and pretending and go along like she enjoys it. I mean, this is just how it goes, and it could go the other way too. It's not like relationships aren't lopsided sexually in favor of women too. I mean, this is about separating people based on gender, and I think it's a terrible idea.
It's crazy and dangerous, and this is where it ultimately goes. I mean, they're saying that men are oppressive by the very nature of our relationship with women, and this is where it ends up.
It's nutty. I don't even know what to think about it. 855-450-3733. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. Make an argument for penis and vagina sex being rape. Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. I am going to Freedom Fest. It's going to be a great event. It's at Planet Hollywood, July the 8th through the 11th. So just think 7 to 11 in Vegas. It's Freedom Fest. You can go to freedomfest.com to get tickets. And this is going to be a fantastic event. It's Discover the New American Dream is their theme. And this is the largest, by far, liberty-oriented conference in existence. Please, come out and hang out with me. It's going to be a lot of fun. Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. So, you know, doesn't have to be all seminars and that sort of thing. There's going to be a debate between Paul Krugman and this Moore fella. He's the number one supply cider. And I think that this is – that in and of itself is – Steve Moore, I'm sorry. He's the number one Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation. He's taking on Paul Krugman, the Nobel Prize winning economist and the number one New York Times columnist to debate austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax, and this is only at Freedom Fest. This is the prize fight of sort of Austrian economists, anybody who's interested in sort of economic theory and that sort of thing. I haven't ever heard of something like this happening.
What was the name of the economist who's debating Krugman again?
His name is Steve Moore. I mean, I wish it was Robert Murphy, but I think it's going to be epic anyway. And I'm very excited.
Sounds like Chicago school versus Keynesianism to me.
Probably more so. I shouldn't have said Austrian, but
yeah, I was going to say I would have recognized an Austrian economist. I didn't recognize that name, but it's still good to see the debate going down. I mean, anybody who can talk a semi-rational economic policy and have that debate with Paul Krugman, I think, would be an interesting thing to see. It sounds like a blast.
Steve Forbes will be there. He's almost always there. He's a great guy to talk to. John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, Peter Thiel, Steve Wynn, Harris Rosen, other successful business leaders. It's going to be a great event. Cato, Heritage, Reason, Students for Liberty, Ayn Rand Institute, Freedom Works, Americans for Prosperity. This is it. This is the premier event, and it's going to be a lot of fun out in Vegas. Please come out, hang out with me. And when you're filling out your form for freedomfest.com, be sure to mention that you heard it on the radio, because that's how they're rating Free Talk Live on this. They're like, I'm not sure. We haven't advertised like this before. They're unsure. And I'm certain that of my many listeners out there, lots of them want to go to Freedom Fest. And if you do, please let them know that you heard about it on Free Talk Live and you're excited to go. When you register, make sure you say that you heard it on the radio. If you've already got your tickets, maybe you can send them an email and say something about you heard it and you're excited that Free Talk Live's going. It's freedomfest.com to register. They've got a telephone number, and it's funny. It's very similar to our number. Check it out. Their number is 855-850-FREE. So you can call them at 855-850-FREE to register. Or you can call in to talk on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. So, yeah. Johnny Ray, it's fine.
Yeah, it's great. I was going to make a joke about you confusing me now. But, Mark, on past visits to Freedom Fest, have you ever met a guy named McQuistion?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. I think he's a Texas public TV personality, and it just so happens last night as I was at one of my work sites mopping the floor, I was listening to an interview with him and Tom Woods, and it had taken place at Freedom Fest a year or two ago.
FreedomFest.com. Let's go to James calling in from Michigan. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm going to change the subject here.
Go right ahead.
I'd like to talk about something that happened here in Michigan today. I'm pretty sure you guys probably don't know much about it, but it's called Proposition 1. Now, this is something that's been being shoved down Michiganders' throats for some time now. It's become political, our roads, because they're crumbling, some of the worst in the country, supposedly. And
but who would
can't be
them.
Worse than New England's?
Well, and they've been, you know, it's been politicized. People have been running campaigns on this, and it all kind of came to a head today when there was a vote on what was called Proposition 1, which would have been one of the biggest tax increases in Michigan since, I think, 1987. Essentially, it would have increased the sales tax to 7%. Restructured the gas tax and made it more expensive to register vehicles, as well as putting a much bigger load on larger vehicles. Well,
this is always silly because being from Florida, I see all these license plates from, you know, the Midwest, Michigan, and that sort of thing when you're down there. It just means the people that spend some time of the year down in Florida are going to register their vehicles down in Florida, and Michigan's going to lose out on that much revenue.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the residents of the socialist state of Michigan, based on what has come in, have overwhelmingly told them that they don't want an increase in taxes. And I'm talking a range of like 13% to 87%.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah, I got the story in WXYZ here. It said early polls said voters would vote down the proposal by a nearly 2-1 margin, but early returns say the proposal is losing by a nearly 4-1 margin.
Is it going to lose by a colossal amount or a devastating amount?
Yeah, it's absolutely clear that the people of Michigan are tired of high taxes. You know, we've got already have a pretty high sales tax and income tax. I mean, we're being taxed to death here in Michigan. And so it's nice to see that the people aren't buying the, you know, crap that the state's feeding us.
Let me ask you, is there an alternative proposal to solve this roads thing by cutting some spending somewhere else?
Well, our Republican governor that was trying to shove this down our throat.
Not surprising.
No, he just said, essentially, if it doesn't pass, he's going to have to look at other options. And I say, how about cut spending?
Oh, God, Republicans love taxes. Republicans love taxes. I've been hearing some recent stuff from the War Ad Council about how the Republicans are cheerleading for Common Core now.
I've got him a here's an idea. Here's a great idea how he can do it. The fact is that Colorado has seen a huge boon. I think it's about more than $200 million in revenue to the state, positive dollars to the state by legalizing marijuana. Just go ahead and legalize marijuana in the state of Michigan. Let out everybody who's in Michigan prisons for marijuana, possession of marijuana or trafficking marijuana or whatever, any marijuana charge. Let them out. And then you can have all that savings from A, the convicts that you're not having to incarcerate anymore, and B, whatever revenue you can get from taxing the weed.
I'm going to go ahead and say I disagree with the state.
Thanks for the call, James.
Getting all of this benefit from legalizing marijuana. If you want to repeal your marijuana laws, go have at it. But I think the Colorado and Washington model is a terrible thing, and I don't want the state to have more money. By all means, let your prisoners out, and you know you can stop spending like $40,000 a year per prisoner or whatever lunatic sum you're spending on that. You could probably fix a few roads for that.
I don't want the state to have control of roads either, but today they seem to have that.
Mark, if you dismantle the prison industrial complex, you're going to lose the economic boon that is afforded by kickbacks and corruption.
Yeah.
And we can't have that.
What will the people that are in the hinterland do for jobs if it's not prison guard? Well, they'll figure something out. Tammy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, this is Tammy from Indiana.
Good to be with you, Tammy. What's up?
Well, I just want to tell you a little short story. 11 years ago, about 7 a.m., my front door was being kicked on like all hell was breaking loose. Oh, excuse my language.
No, you can say hell.
Okay. And it was 7 state police officers at my door, guns ready to blaze.
Tammy, hold this. I'm very interested in what happened with all these state police officers kicking her door in. You want to hear it?
It's probably for the children.
You better hang on. It probably is. You've got to keep somebody safe. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per call. crawler while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. There are not many shows out there like Free Talk Live where we open up the mics and let you get on and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about.
And for good reason.
Certainly not very many shows out there that take the pro-liberty stand that we do on the issues, where we are bringing the ideas of liberty to Mr. and Mrs. America listening to talk radio across the nation, 150 stations.
Does Miss America listen to this program?
Mr. certainly does.
Okay.
Talk radio tends to be largely male. Driven. I'm not entirely sure why. Somebody probably has a theory. Nonetheless, if you want to support us in our mission of bringing these ideas of liberty, at least to Mr. America, you can do so by going to amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. The fact is we use every single dollar that comes to the AMP program to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. None of it goes to paychecks for us. That's not what's happening here.
It's certainly not going to me.
It's certainly not going to Cantwell. So if that's what you'd like to see, if you'd like to see us on more station, literally your dollars correlate to ad campaigns in Free Talk Live. More dollars, more ad campaigns. Often, I think we're working on some Google AdWords right now to get more podcast listeners. This works. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to, I'm sorry, it's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Tammy talking about how the police knocked on her door nicely in the morning about 11 years ago. Go ahead, Tammy.
Yes. This is Tammy from Indiana.
Yes.
Yeah,
tell
us
about the police beating on the door.
About 11 years ago, for a minor marijuana charge, about 7 a.m., I get a knock on my door, or should I say, sounds like my whole apartment coming apart, and there's 7 to 8 state police coming saying they want my husband. Well, I'm sitting there. I'm like, you guys can put your guns away. You know, one goes around me, and I hear this large thud upstairs. I go up there, find my husband, not resisting, in handcuffs, with the officer, if you can call him that, Nazi, with his boot on my husband's back and macing him in the back of the head.
Yeah, yeah. Nazis had officers, too. You can call them that.
Okay, good.
So you didn't actually get to see whether your husband, you know, like I would think I would resist at 7 a.m. if somebody came to, you know, put some handcuffs on me. I might be a little groggy or whatever.
That was the case, you know. He was getting up because he heard everything downstairs, you know. We all were just getting our morning started. And I hear a thud like you wouldn't believe. I run upstairs, and he's literally already cuffed, not even have pants on, underwear. And the officer is macing him in the back of the head.
Yeah, that had to make the bedroom smell nice.
Oh, yeah. You know, I guess my point is, I've always considered myself a libertarian, but until it's actually in your face and you're seeing them totally in action, it really puts things in perspective.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, I don't know. I was sort of like a Fox News zombie for a good long portion of my life, and it wasn't until I got a really bad deal with the legal system that I turned around and I said, you know what? I think these people are all evil.
Exactly. I honestly can say, and I used to, you know, teeter back and forth, there is not one good officer, pig, out there. They have the mentality of Hitler.
It is the nature of their job, right? I mean, the whole point of their existence in this world is to threaten people with violence to gain their compliance. If you disobey their political masters, they will hurt you. Why would any decent person want to do that?
Well, the sad part is, here in Indiana, I really don't feel comfortable saying what county we live in.
It's probably best.
But Madison County. They have re-elected this prosecutor, Rodney Cummings, over and over, and he is hell on earth.
Yeah, if they have Cummings over and over again, that just sounds like a bad problem.
The fact is, if you're a police officer and you've got to go into someone's house and you know, arrest them on a relatively regular basis, and this is what the drug war has brought us. I mean, in the case of your husband, this is a minor marijuana charge, and they've got to. But what you have to do is you have to project authority the entire time, because going into someone else's house is a dangerous thing. You know, animals, even small. Smaller animals can usually defeat larger animals if they're in their own territory. And that's what they have to sort of deal with. I'm not saying this is, like, that in and of itself is just sort of psychology. The problem is that we're sending police officers on a regular basis 50,000 drug raids per year in this country, and that doesn't count a warrant like what you're talking about.
You're talking SWAT raids specifically.
These are SWAT raids. You know, so this happens hundreds of thousands of times a year, and the reason for it is because of the drug war. If you got rid of the drug war, you wouldn't see these situations going on nearly as often. And if somebody, you know, for instance, this was a armed robber who was thrown to his belly and maced in the back of the head, you know, we'd be going boo-hoo, big deal, right?
Right.
That's the problem. Yeah.
You know,
Sammy, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having us on, and we don't ever miss your show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 855 450 free. Let's go to Lee in Kentucky. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live.
We don't ever miss your show.
There you go. Got to turn off the radio, Lee.
Hey, this is Lee.
Yeah, Lee. What's on your mind?
Hey guys. I just wanted to talk to y'all about the National Debt. What do you think?
Wonderful thing, ain't it?
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to see what what y'all's opinion on the national debt and how we could possibly get it to become lower than what it is now.
My suspicion would be that the national debt will never become lower. What I sort of suspect
it got lower under Clinton. Like one year there was what they call a budget surplus, which means that the deficit. There was no deficit, meaning that some amount of the national debt was paid. It wasn't much comparatively, but it was the only time in my lifetime, so it's worth talking about.
You know, there are people who say that, and I don't know how accurate this is, but 100% of the income tax goes to paying the interest on that debt.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate, that just income tax itself really is just paying the interest on debt. But what do you think the advantage, Lee, is of paying down the debt?
Our credit score possibly come back up. I know it was lowered a few years ago.
The reason it was lowered was likely because of political infighting in Washington, D.C., that the Republicans didn't want to raise the debt ceiling so that the Federal Reserve could essentially lend more money to the United States Treasury. So one might claim that it wasn't the debt, but the fighting over the debt that actually did it. I'm disturbed by the debt, too, but I wonder to myself if it matters at all, because the debt represents money in circulation. A Federal Reserve note is a note is like a note you have on your house. It is a representation of debt. The United States government borrows money from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve issues debt to the Treasury. That's how we get a bill. So, for instance, the Mint can make money. The Federal Reserve makes debt, something else. It's kind of interesting. A Sacagawea coin, $1 coin, is actually money made by the United States government. The Federal Reserve makes a Federal Reserve note. So these things kind of cancel each other out. They make zero.
I never thought about that. This is my first time on a talk radio show, so there's like 100 questions I have. But
well, I mean, to the question of how to lower it. I mean, the answer to the question is to dramatically cut spending, right, and to take in the same amount of revenue, and then to pay your debts, right?
But they're not going.
That'll never happen. There's no political will.
I don't think they can.
No, they can't. How could you get elected by promising to not give people all the goodies that they
want? Would essentially be no money left, but there would be no, because most of the money in existence are Federal Reserve notes. They represent the U.S. debt, and if you paid off the debt, there would be no money.
The Federal Reserve notes represent debt, not necessarily just the government's debt, right? There's a lot more dollars out there than the government actually owes.
No way.
Yeah.
There's
than the government owes. There's not more dollars than debt in the system. That's an inherently impossible thing with the way the system
works. It depends on whether you're talking about M0, M1, M2, and the now defunct M3. There's different types of money. So there's M0 is essentially dollar bills in circulation. M1 is, oh, God, and I'm stuck flat-footed, not remembering what this is exactly, but there's these different types of money that are in existence, and this stuff is dizzying, and it's intended to be dizzying so the average person can't understand it. It's like three-card Monty.
H.L. Mencken said that it's well enough that the average American doesn't understand the monetary and banking system, because if he did, there'd be a revolution tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Lee, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. 850. What? I'm giving out the number. I meant to say freetalklive.com. Drive safely. Check us out in the meantime. We've got our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
Cantwell.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.